Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KMOX Sports.
DeJong swings and lifts a high fly ball.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
This is Sports Open Line.
It's a grand slam!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice.
Yes!
KMOX.
On a Wednesday evening, we welcome you into the program. My name's Matt Pauly. This is our only full two-hour edition of the program all week. We've got a short show tomorrow for Thursday night football. We've got a short show on Friday night for St. Louis University women's basketball. Although Friday is going to be a really special show. We're going to be out at City Park. We're going to be doing coverage of the MLS expansion draft, as we're going to learn a little bit more about what City looks like for moving forward. Their roster is going to come that much more into focus come Friday. So we're going to be out there, have a lot of things planned for that. We'll talk a bit more about that coming up tomorrow. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so calling or texting 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. You call, you text, or if you want to tweet at me, you can get at me at Matt Pauly on air. MattPauley on air is how you get in contact with me. Another day, another loss for the Blues. I don't even know what the answer is at this point. It's not good. It's not good. They lose yesterday 5-1. They've lost eight straight games, all in regulation. That's the first time that has ever happened in franchise history. And they've lost every single one of these games by at least two goals, and most of them by three or four goals. They're just not getting what they need right now. When things are going poorly for you, you don't get the breaks. You don't have luck. When things are going good for you, you do get the breaks. You do have some luck, and it's got to be more luck. Like Craig Berube said it, and we're going to hear the post-game comments from Coach Craig Berube coming up in just a little bit. They got to play better. They just got to find a way to play better, and they're not doing it right now. And that's kind of the bottom line. Like, we can dive into this, and we can look at the numbers, and you can look at certainly some individuals who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's everybody. You look at the key players of this team, the core of the team, the guys that you were expecting to contribute in a big way, and they're not. But who on this team really is playing well? Outside of maybe some, like, you know, we've seen a fourth line guy moved up to the first line for a game, but that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about guys who are not expected to be core members of this team who have played well here and there, but they're just not getting consistent play from anybody. They make some small moves today, nothing earth-shattering, but they, you know what? The one thing I will say is you want to have guys on the roster who have been successful recently, and they call up a couple guys from Springfield, and those two guys have had good numbers recently at Springfield. So the moves that were made, Jake Neighbors goes down to Springfield. More on that in a moment. Logan Brown, who got banged up yesterday, he goes on to injured reserve. And then Josh Levo and Nikita Alexandrov each coming up from Springfield. General Manager Doug Armstrong spoke with the Post-Dispatch, told the Post that they did not send down Neighbors because of his play, telling the Post-Dispatch, quote, "He's played well here, but in his current environment, and in this current environment, I think it's best for his long-term development to go to the American Hockey League, play with his peers, and also get comfortable again in offensive situations. By no means is this an indictment of his play at all. It's just more of a longer-term approach on what's going to give him the best chance to be a successful long-term NHL player. And I felt that this current situation was not helping him, short or long-term. So that was Doug Armstrong talking to Jim Thomas of the Post-Dispatch earlier today. Basically, he's not playing a lot. He's not producing a lot. And for a young guy who's still developing, there's not a lot of fruit to bear there when those two things are happening. You want development to continue on. Now, if he's out there playing a lot at the NHL level and finding some success, then development can continue on. But he's just, that's not happening. He's averaging about 12 minutes of ice time, was moved down against Philadelphia yesterday, had that first goal in the first game of the season, hasn't scored then, doesn't have an assist this season. Like, there's just, it's not working. So you send him down to Springfield and you let him find some offensive success. Now, the guys they're bringing up, speaking of offensive success, they're having some of that right now in Springfield. Josh Levo, he was assigned to Springfield at the end of October, had a hat trick in his first couple games at Springfield, and he has 3 goals and 1 assist in 2 games since being there. And Alexandrov, he almost made the team out of camp, 3rd in goals with 4, 4th in points with 8 at Springfield. So they're having success. They're having some offensive success. Obviously, it's not happening at the NHL level, but it's happening somewhere. And at the very least, maybe you bring those guys in and they've got a little bit of confidence going because of what they've done, and they can find some goal scoring. I don't know. Like, no idea is a bad idea at this point. When you have lost this many games in a row, every idea is available. Every idea will be listened to. But all at the same time, and Craig Berube said it, you just got to play better. You just got to play better. We could talk everything about line combinations, bringing this guy up, sending this guy down, who should be in goal. But you just got to play better. And they're not playing great hockey right now, and that's why they've lost 8 straight games. What a weird turn of events. They start the season with 3 straight wins, and they haven't won a game since then. I mean, when you really break this down and look back to how long it's been, the last time the Blues won a game was on October 22nd, and it's now November 9th. It's been a while since they have won a game. We'll hear those post-game comments from Craig Berube. Also, some interesting things said by Ryan O'Reilly after the game last night. As we continue on, this is Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. It's KMOX.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Milliken's women's basketball action Friday night as they take on SIU Edwardsville. Pregame 7:17. Tip at 7:30. Hear the game here on your home for Milliken's basketball. KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. Matt Pauly hanging out with you. If you want to join us, 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Our parade of coaches continuing in about 15 minutes. We're going to head down to Cape Girardeau, and we'll talk some Southeast Missouri basketball with their coach, Brad Korn. They're coming off a fantastic victory in their first game of the season when they went to Tampa and got a win against South Florida, 64-61. So that's a good way for them to start their season, and they've got their first home game of the year coming up this Saturday. So that's coming up in just a little bit. We're continuing to talk St. Louis Blues hockey. If you've got any thoughts, feel free to call or text 314-436-7900. Another loss yesterday. They fall to the Flyers by a 5-1 score. 8 straight losses, all in regulation. It is the first time in the history of the franchise that that has happened. Craig Berube speaking with the media after the game last night, and obviously he's not real happy with the way his team is playing.
Well, yeah, we're not playing good enough to win games, so that's what happens. We gotta play better than that for 60 minutes, and we're not performing at a good enough level.
Are the players still with it, or do they still have faith in you? Is the chemistry there?
I think we do. I mean, you know, I felt like we had good energy tonight. It's coming out, and things don't go right, and we didn't fight back hard enough.
They continue. I think 3 goals they got behind your defense. Any thoughts on why that keeps happening?
Well, the one kind of halfway pinched on it, got caught on it. There was a face-off play they scored on where their D jumped by our winger and made a play at the net, went off their guy into the net. And then we turned the puck over late in the second period with, there's 8 seconds to go in the game. I mean, in the period, we just got to get the puck out, and we don't. And then center net.
Yeah. Sooner or later, the players have to decide to take this into their hands. I mean, what would it be?
Well, I don't know if there's just one thing. I mean, I thought, we had some real good looks early on. We're gripping the sticks for sure. We had, pretty good opportunities where we don't capitalize on them. Maybe not bear down enough around the net, hit a post, miss the net, things like that. On real good opportunities, we don't capitalize on them. And then, we make a mistake, it's in our net right now. So it's not just one thing. I think it's a combination of things. You got to play real good hockey to get out of this, and you got to, do it together, and you got to be competitive, highly competitive. When things aren't going right, it's easy to not be as competitive, and right now, I think that's where we're at.
Brown, they announced with the upper body. Is that related to his past injury or something new?
I don't think so. No, it's new.
Does it seem serious, or do you know?
No, I don't know anything yet.
That was Craig Berube speaking after the game last night. If you couldn't totally hear what he was saying because of the loud banging in the background, he was asked about Logan Brown, who we told you earlier is headed to IR. Upper body injury for him. He leaves in the second period. Berube saying that the belief is that the injury is not related to an earlier one than where he was not with the team to start the season. Again, just nothing's going right. You get some injuries. If nothing else, maybe him going to injured reserve is an opportunity for some of these guys who are coming up from Springfield to maybe have some success. Because like I said earlier, you got some guys up who have been scoring some goals lately, not at the NHL level, but have been scoring goals, and maybe that turns into something. Ryan O'Reilly speaking last night as well. And you have to give him a lot of credit. He's putting a lot of the blame on himself.
You know, I think we have some guys that are stepping up, doing great things. You know, Schenner with a huge fight, and then Bobo with a huge fight. You know, it's just, yeah. You know, I feel, you know, I'm supposed to lead this team, and I'm not doing nearly enough. I know other guys, too. There's a lot more that needs to be done. Yeah, I don't have the answer for it now. I know what I'm doing isn't working.
He would go on to say,
yeah, there's no question that guys are working, but... You know, it's not always good enough. You know, for myself, it's not good enough. I'm trying to work and it just still, but I'm not there for my teammates. And my timing's terrible. It's frustrating. Yeah, it's exactly. Personally, I like to make something happen. I feel scared around doing nothing right now. So I can't look at other guys and demand something out of them that I can't even bring myself. So it's brutal. It's pathetic. It's on me. I got to change something.
That's a dejected Ryan O'Reilly. He made it clear, and he would say it multiple times. It feels like he doesn't really have the answers at this point.
Yeah, we all know what the problem is. It's just finding an answer. And I don't have it. And I'm pissed off I don't have it.
That right there is the most damning quote, soundbite, whatever you want to call it, coming out of last night's post-game media scrum, because he says, we all know what the problem is, but we don't have the answer to fix it. That's the worst thing in the world. When you don't know what the problem is, like there's some hope there that you find out what the problem is and then you could fix it. But when you know what the problem is and you still don't have anything to fix it, and again, I'm probably looking a little bit too deep and poking out some very small things that are said in a 12-second clip. But to me, it's alarming. To me, it is alarming when I hear somebody say, I know what the problem is. I don't know how to fix it. He did say that the coaching staff is not to blame for what's going on at the moment.
You know, our coaching staff's doing a great job. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, we have to keep changing, we have to adapt, we have to learn, and the message is, you know, like coach staff's doing a great job, it's just the execution of it, and I don't have an answer for it. I know it's just not good enough. It's on me, it's on others. But
that is the thesis, that is the final answer of what we've learned from last night, is that right now they're at a spot where they don't have answers. So what the answer is put your head down and play harder. Don't be dejected. Don't let the losing streak get into you and affect the way you're playing. That's a lot easier said than done. Like I remind you all the time, no matter what the sport is, I remind you all the time that these are human beings. They are human beings. It's one of the biggest things as a sports talk host, as somebody who covers sports, one of the things that I think most gets lost sometimes from fans is looking at these individuals like they're robots. And just forgetting the fact that they are human beings and not everything is just easy. I know in my life there's stuff I want to do better and I don't always do better. I fail a lot. Now, their job is to be professional hockey players. Their job is to go out there and play better. And the clock is ticking right now. Doug Armstrong made it very clear in that meeting with the team a week ago or so that they're not afraid to make changes. And he also said in that same conversation that Craig Berube's not going anywhere. So players have been put on notice. If this doesn't turn around, this roster could look somewhat different in a very short amount of time. 314-436-7900. Joe has given us a call. Hey, Joe, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yeah, I've been watching every game that they've played, and I don't know if it's laziness or what, but they have poor puck control. In their own end, they just can't clear their own zone anymore.
Yeah, Joe, you know? I think you're right. You're 100% right, and I appreciate the phone call. There's a lot of things they're not doing well. I think to Joe's point, because when I'm sitting there watching them, it's way too often where I do see whether they're bringing the puck up, whether they're trying to keep it in the offensive zone, whatever it might be, where the passing isn't overly crisp, where they have a hard time putting together a concerted attack in the offensive zone for a while. And what I've thought through as I've been watching it is, are the mistakes that are being made, or the turnovers, is the lack of crispness in bringing the puck up, is that something that's more noticeable because they're losing all these games, so you're noticing all the things that are just not quite right, or is that part of the problem? And I think it is part of the problem. I certainly think it is, but I also think that it's a lot more noticeable when things are going poorly. You know, just watching the first period of that game yesterday before the game got a little bit out of hand, but watching that first period, they did attack in the zone for a while. They did have multiple opportunities, and Matt Pajeski, we were sitting in the studio during the first period, and I wasn't looking, I'm hosting a show, so I'm not completely 100% locked in, but as I'm hosting the show, I'm watching the game all at the same time, but I'm not looking at the shot counter. And I felt like in that first period that the Blues were attacking a lot, and that they were getting, not great opportunities, but opportunities that they were around the net. And then we're at a commercial break, and Matt Pajeski says, look at the shots. And what, it was like 10-4 or 12-4 or something like that at that point. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that possible? Because I'm watching this team that's been around the net for an extended amount of time, and they're getting outshot basically by double or triple, and they're just not putting the puck on the net. And I think that's the bottom line here. Put the puck on net. Like that's the thing. And we talked about this maybe a week ago, where Craig Berube was asked what should they do in practice to, kind of get out of their funk, and he said, put the puck on net. You're getting these opportunities, and you're not putting it on. So we can talk about bringing the puck up, and we can talk about all these other things. Just pepper the net. Just get it and put it on net and see what happens. Like that's a really simplistic way of looking at things. But when nothing else is going right, at least put the puck on net. Make the goaltender make a save and see what happens. All right, we are going to continue our parade of coaches. We have been talking with men's basketball coaches throughout the region for the last week or so, and we are going to head to Cape Girardeau next, as we are set to be joined by the head coach of the Southeast Missouri men's basketball team. That is Coach Brad Korn. He joins us in just a moment. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Open Line.
Billikens
win! On America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
KMOX.
We do continue on here on a Wednesday night. This is our only two-hour program of the week. Went short the last couple nights. Monday had SLU basketball. Yesterday, election coverage, which I know it's not sports, but let me just say this. The KMOX news team did just an incredible job on election coverage last night. It was I was listening through to it throughout the course of the evening, and I thought it was really, really, really good. It's fun. You're proud to, even though I had absolutely nothing. I had absolutely nothing to do with anything election related, but like just sitting there listening, I felt proud to like just be part of this because of the job that the news team did last night. It was absolutely incredible. So kudos to them. And yeah, it was fun to listen to, no matter what side of the aisle you might be sitting on. It was fun to listen to for sure. All right. We are doing our parade of coaches. We're in a period where over a couple weeks or so, we are talking with all the men's basketball coaches throughout the course of the region. And we are going to head down to Cape Girardeau right now, talk a little Southeast Missouri basketball after they had just a fantastic win in their first game of the season when they travel to South Florida and get a tight win. Their head coach is Brad Korn, and he joins us right now on the Quiver River guest line. Coach, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm doing well.
To talk a little bit about that win. I mean, that's to open up on the road, going down to Tampa. That's just a fantastic win for your program.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's the first time that we've, in school history, we've beaten what they're calling the Power Six team. And I couldn't be more proud of the way that we played, really. Those first games are kind of ugly, a little bit sloppy, turnovers. You're taking maybe some bad shots. Defensively, though, I mean, we were tough. We were resilient. Our guys stayed together. We looked and played like a team. And that's how you win in college basketball. That's how you win in college basketball on the road. So I couldn't be more proud of the way that we played and performed, and now we got to keep it going. This is now the third time that we've won our opener in each of the last 3 years. So we got to keep it going, and hopefully this gives us a lot of momentum in the non-con.
What's it like for you building a program? You're in your third year. I'm a K-State graduate, so I've kind of been aware of you for a while from your time when you were coaching with Coach Weber at K-State, and you get this job. It's that slow build when you go into a program like this. Can you just talk through what your mindset has been over the last couple of years going into your third year as you really try to build something up?
You know what? I really just try to take it all in stride and just relax. Not only are you taking over a program, but you took over a program in the midst of a worldwide pandemic that kind of hung around for 2 years. Then you throw in the portal on top of that. Then you throw in first-time head coach. You throw in all the problems that you don't see coming. So I've always tried to just relate it to, everyone tries to tell you how to raise your child until you have your own. And it's like a bunch of people can tell you how to do it, but until you're the one sitting there listening to them cry at 1 a.m, you're the one that has to end up making those decisions for yourself. So it's been a very, I don't know if hard is the right word, because everything is hard. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. But it's been very rewarding. I've just been very pleased and very proud and appreciative of the opportunity that Brady Bark, your AD, and SEMO is given. And so it's kind of the approach that we take every day. So it's been challenging. I don't think anybody expected, not just in basketball coaches, we live pretty good lives. So the whole world got hit pretty hard by the pandemic and all that. So all the factors that you couldn't predict going into that first year was hard. But again, our kids stayed resilient. And I think really how we played this year on opening night is really what you thought, going back to your question of what I wanted this program to look like and how we've done it as a staff to get it to this point. So now we got to keep it going.
Who did you rely on, lean on for advice as you're running a program for the first time, and it's happening during a period of time that nobody has ever experienced before?
Yeah, that was kind of the crazy thing, is there was no one to call. So, hey, Coach Weber, how'd you handle it when you went through that pandemic? Hey, Coach Painter, you remember when you were going through that pandemic? What'd you do with your team? So, there really was no one to lean on, other than just a belief in yourself and a faith that you're going to be able to get done what you need to get done. I will say that to me, it was more of an opportunity to pour into our team. And I think that I like to look at the positive side, and the double-edged sword of the pandemic was that we got to spend time with our guys. I think a lot of times when guys get jobs, especially first-time head coaches like myself, as soon as you get the job, you're off and running with recruiting. Your family's away from you. You're bringing in visits. You're putting together the roster. You're meeting boosters. You're doing all these things, and you maybe never get to catch your breath. Well, it's like, in the pandemic, all we all could do was sit there and get on Zooms and talk to one another. So I think probably that was a blessing in disguise, to be quite honest with you.
Southeast Missouri men's basketball coach Brad Korn continuing to join us. One name on your team that a lot of people in St. Louis are very familiar with is Philip Russell. Spent some time at SLU. He's a Vashon High School kid. He hits the winning shot for you the other day against South Florida. He came in being honored by the league going into the season. Can you tell me a little bit about how important he is to your team?
Very important. Very important. One of three guys in the Ohio Valley Conference returning. All league guys, so that's kind of an unheard of, just again with the portal situation and rosters flipping over the way they are right now in college athletics. To be able to have Phil back and just for him and I's relationship to grow and for his game to grow and to mature and to be that guy at the top of the scouting report, seeing everybody's best shot, it's just been I think it's going to be an exciting season for him, and I think his game is going to go to a whole new level. He works tirelessly on his game. He's an ultra competitor, that showed the other night. He didn't shoot it great coming out of the gate, and then he hits two really big shots for us late. We're up two, and he hits a deep three. They went under a ball screen, and he had the confidence, and I have the confidence in him. And he took that shot, put us up five, and pretty much sealed the deal for us. So I'm excited to see the growth and the maturation of his game and the evolution of him as a player. There's really not a lot that he cannot do. And so now it's just figuring out where and how and when to use all of his tools and his gifts, and he's trying to grow into that leadership role as well. So to whom much is given, much is expected, and we expect a lot out of Phil, but he can handle it. And really glad that he's here. And, again, he's just a feisty competitor. He brings it every single day. And so those types of guys you love to have in the program.
All right, so you've alluded to the transfer portal, and obviously that plays so big right now in the world of college basketball, and you guys have been able to certainly utilize that and bring in some D1 transfers. We talked about your time becoming a head coach during the pandemic, but what about just this period in college sports where there's so much changing seemingly on a month-by-month basis with name, image, likeness, and everything, but we're also in this period where you can't recruit the same way you used to recruit?
Yeah, it's almost flipped 180. You know, it used to be one of those deals, and we're in signing period right now. And it used to be if you didn't get your work done early, you know, in November and early signing day, you felt like you were behind. And now it's kind of flipped the other way around. It's now geared more towards April, and May is where a bulk of the recruiting is going to come into play, especially for programs like ours. We haven't lost sight. Our staff hasn't lost sight of what we think is the right way. Not that there is a wrong way. We're never going to be that team that says we're not going to take anybody in the portal. But we still stay true to high school recruiting. There's a lot of players out there right now in these next few years that are going to be lost in the shuffle. And so as the world continues to change and shuffle and guys move around, I think if you can stay grounded and take care of home, which we've done a pretty good job of, I think you'll be on stable ground and be able to find the pieces out of the portal that you may need if you do have deflections.
You recruit a lot of St. Louis guys. How important is St. Louis to what you want to do?
It's very important. It's very important. You know, I played at SIU Carbondale, and we had a lot of success over there over quite a long time. And really all of our guys were within that 5 to 6 hour radius. And I think that's very important when you look at where Cape Girardeau is located. You have St. Louis 2 hours away, and we have Dylan Branson and Kobe Clark also from the area. We already mentioned Phil, and we've got Aquan Smart, Chris Harris from Chicago. And so we've got guys in the area, and you've got Memphis right down the road, Nashville. So we've got some cities and some areas that we can take care of. There's good basketball in our own region. So there's people and there's places around our campus that as long as we take care of home, we're going to be on solid, stable ground. Another factor going into taking this job is that I feel that the area and the region wanted basketball to be good, and they support it.
Last thing for you, just from a league perspective, obviously there's always dominoes falling and league realignment and stuff happens at the Power 5 level, and eventually it gets to the mid-major level, and a couple new additions into the conference in Southern Indiana and Lindenwood. These are two programs who are not afraid to support athletics, put some money in, good facilities, have been very good at the non-D1 level, and they come into the league. Just general thoughts on these two programs and what they do add to the Ohio Valley?
Yeah, to speak on Lindenwood, I just think you see that the kind of year that they've had in football, I think that's probably a challenge or maybe people might not have thought they'd be able to have the success that they're having, but they've been able to come in and be competitive right away. Southern Indiana's been a long time, a guy that coached me and was over there, Coach Rodney Watson, for a long time over there at Southern Indiana. So just knowing the rich history of that basketball program. So I don't think that they're going to have any trouble coming in and competing right away, to be quite honest with you. Just with, as you mentioned, the support that they'll get, the facilities that they have, the areas in which they're located, they'll be able to compete right away. And that's what makes the OVC exciting. And, you never really want to lose founding fathers of conferences, and you really always want to go up against the best. I still wish Murray and Belmont were in the league, because if you want to play against the best, you want to beat the best. And they obviously set the bar very high. But when you look at teams like Moorhead and ourselves and Tennessee State to kind of take that torch and carry it on and continue, OVC basketball has been very, very solid over the years. It probably doesn't get enough recognition that it should on a national level. And then really, too, if you look in the NBA, there's quite a few NBA guys from the OVC that are playing right now.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully we can check in with you on occasion during the course of the season. Congratulations on a great win, and we'll certainly be keeping up with your team.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, very good. There's Southeast Missouri men's basketball coach Brad Korn. We appreciate him taking some time. Again, that was a really, really good win for them to open up the season, to go to South Florida, to come away with a 64-61 win. They'll be in action in Cape Girardeau coming up on Saturday. They'll take on Lyon College of Arkansas before they will head to Evansville coming up a week from today for their next road game. We will. We got a lot to get to. We are taking you all the way until 8 o'clock tonight. We got some Cardinals baseball. They make a small move today. We'll get into the Eli Drinkwitz contract. The details of that have been uncovered, I guess you can say, by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll pass along that to you. It's all coming up at Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. Coming up on the end of hour number one. In the second hour, we are going to talk some NHL hockey with Dan Rose and NHL.com. He's going to join us towards the end of the hour. We'll also get into the move that the Cardinals made today. A small move adding to the roster. We'll tell you all about it. Some events that have not been around the last couple of years, they are set to return for the Cardinals as well. Might look a little bit different. We'll explain that. And also the Post-Dispatch through an open records request. You gotta love those. They were able to get the contract details for Missouri football coach Eli Drinkwitz, who signed that extension last week. We'll tell you just how much of a raise he is getting and what that really means in terms of his standing, because the team is not, their win-loss record is not what Missouri fans wanted this year, but they are doing well in other areas. They are recruiting well. They are drawing fans, things like that. So it's and sometimes it's more than wins and losses at this point in a coach's tenure. So we'll touch on that coming up next hour as well. Wanted to mention this for those of you who are on Twitter. And I'm kind of curious how many of our listeners are on Twitter. Of all the places I've been, I probably have less Twitter interaction with folks here than I do at other places. And maybe that's just because people haven't started following me yet or whatever. But just for whatever reason, I have a feeling that I'm talking to a lot of people right now who might not be on Twitter. So we will keep this relatively quick as we wrap up this hour. Just kind of a public service announcement here. It is getting a little bit more challenging to know what's real and what's not on Twitter. And I said this the other day. I said this on Glover's show either yesterday or a couple days ago, that I didn't completely understand the mass exodus of people leaving Twitter with Elon Musk being in control. Because my point was, the experience hasn't really changed. Well, starting today, the experience has changed. Now, I'm not leaving Twitter, and I still don't totally understand people who are, but they're going through the process right now where you can basically go buy your blue check mark. And I found it. So I've been a Twitter Blue subscriber previously. I've always done it because it was worth like the $3 or $4, whatever I pay each month. It was worth that to be able to like preview my tweets before they went out, because I'm a horrible tweeter that can make as many grammar mistakes as anybody. And then also recently they added in the edit function as well, which has been fantastic. Going back to my whole I'm a horrible tweeter thing and I can make mistakes, I can go in and fix it. So I found out today that my, for those of you who have subscribed to that, that's being canceled, because that was a whole lot cheaper than the $8 that is now being charged for it. And I got to make a decision if it's worth $8 to me so I can edit tweets and things like that. And I'm not sure. And also there's like that stigma, because then you get the blue check mark. People are like, oh, you're paying for your blue check mark. No, I'm paying for the opportunity to edit a tweet because I'm not a very good tweeter. So those are the things that I have to debate with during the course of my day. But I say that to say all of this. There are a lot of people out there that are buying their blue check mark, and then they are impersonating real accounts. And if you put that you're a parody account somewhere in your Twitter bio, it's technically legal. So right now you might see a tweet from Adam Schefter with a blue check mark with some breaking NFL news, and you just see it in your Twitter feed because somebody has retweeted it, and turns out it is a fake account, it is a parody account, it is not real. So just some public service for you, because that's how we as sports fans get so much of our breaking news and things like that. If you see some news, click on the person's account, make sure it's actually Adam Schefter, it's actually Adrian Wojnarowski, it's actually Ken Rosenthal, and not somebody impersonating them with, but saying that they have a parody account, so they are technically legal. Just a little advice for you, trying to help you not get duped by a fake account. We will take a break for the news. A lot to get to in hour number two here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.